For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. St. Louis City and county officials say they'll require masks in some places starting today, citing a sharp increase in COVID-19 cases spurred by the Delta variant. Officials said in a news release Friday that masks will be mandatory in indoor public places and on public transportation for everyone age 5 or older, even for those who are vaccinated. Masking outdoors, quote, will be strongly encouraged, especially in group settings. The decision comes as many of Missouri's urban areas see a big uptick in COVID-19 hospitalizations that began in rural areas of the state, especially in southwestern Missouri. Kansas City area medical leaders may also call for a mask mandate. That new mask mandate in St. Louis City and County taking effect today is also being criticized by several state and local elected officials. The politicians opposing the renewed mask mandate include Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and St. Louis County Councilman Tim Fitch and Mark Harder. Schmidt is running for the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate and says he plans to file a lawsuit to block the mandate. A Southwest Missouri couple facing multiple charges of abuse against girls at a Christian reform school have been released from jail after reporting health issues. A Southwest Missouri judge Friday released Boyd and Stephanie Householder from jail and placed them on home confinement while awaiting their trial. Their attorney said in a court filing that Boyd Householder has contracted COVID-19 and his wife has a serious blood clot condition. Prosecutors argued the couple has not provided any medical records to confirm their illnesses. The Householders are charged with sexual and physical abuse against girls at the Circle of Hope Girls Ranch near Humansville. Some U.S. parents say they're planning to continue to homeschool their children even as schools resume in-person classes. Some families who spoke with the Associated Press have children with special educational needs. Others seek a faith-based curriculum or say their local schools are flawed. But there is a common denominator. They tried homeschooling on what they thought was a temporary basis and found it to be beneficial to their children. The U.S. Census Bureau has confirmed this surge as well. It says the rate of households homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020, doubling from 5.4% 6 months earlier. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.